Hello and welcome to Helix Reviews, the American Film Institute's top 100 movies. Today we are on number 53, The Deer Hunter. The Deer Hunter came out in 1978, and it's about an in-depth examination of the ways in which the Vietnam War impacts and disrupts the lives of several friends in a small steel mill town in Pennsylvania. So this movie is kind of separated into some different chunks, and so I'm going to kind of address it in those different chunks. The first hour or so of the movie is a wedding scene. And going into this, I thought, okay, this is a war movie. This, you know, okay, we're going to have some war action and stuff going on. Something interesting going on there, at least, you know, okay, I don't know what this movie is about particularly, but okay, you know, let's see what this is. The first, like, hour or so of this movie is just a wedding scene where they are partying and drinking, and it has, like, nothing to do with just about anything. And it's long, it's boring, there's no conflict, not much story progression. The characters are, the actors are good. You know, they do have some nice moments here and there, and the actors are doing a really good job in here. So it's like, okay, you know, I'm not going to say this is all bad, but I'm just watching this going, this is dull, this is uninteresting, why are you starting your movie this way? And then after the wedding scene, they finally go deer hunting, with, you know, the name of the movie, and they play this, like, weird, majestic, choir-like music, like they're floating to heaven or something while they're hunting. Just a very weird creative choice. And so I'm watching this movie, and for the first hour and, you know, 20 minutes or so, you know, the first, like, half this movie, because this movie is like a 3-hour long movie, the first, like, half this movie or so is I'm just watching this, and this is, it's dull, it's boring, it's weird, and I don't like it, because I'm just kind of bored. You know, I'm not hating it necessarily. And again, there's some decent moments in there, here or there, or whatever. But it's just kind of dull. And I'm just going, oh my gosh, this is a 3-hour movie, and I'm going to have to sit through this for 3 hours now. You know, I don't mind a long movie. I like long movies, actually, when they're well done. You know, because a long movie, you can pack so much more into a 3-hour movie and stuff, you know? But, dude, when a 3-hour movie is boring, that runtime really does make it drag. And so I'm watching this going, oh my gosh, I have, you know, more than half the movie to go here. Because I think it was like an hour and 20-ish minutes or so. And I'm just kind of going, oh my goodness, this is unfortunate. That said, the rest of this movie is absolutely phenomenal. This movie is so, so good in the second half. Once they get to Vietnam, things get extremely, extremely intense. Now, once again, going back, referencing the first section again, I understand to a certain extent why it was there. They wanted to show you what their lives were like before Vietnam so that they could show you how their lives have changed after Vietnam. I understand that. So it's like, okay, I get that, but that it did not need to be that long. All of that could have been condensed down into easily into a half an hour, potentially less. All of that, you know, they could have showed all those important moments, I think, without having it drag on so long. Once you get to Vietnam, stuff gets extremely intense. You kind of understand the characters a little bit at this point, right? Because you've been with them for so long. Even though I was kind of bored with them for so long, now we're getting into some extremely intense situations. This is very much a war is hell kind of movie, and it focuses on the tragedy and the torture of war, and it is visceral and just, it's kind of, you know, hard to watch in some of those sequences. There's a Russian roulette sequence during the wartime that is just brutal to watch, man, and just, it's so extremely, extremely intense. So you got this really intense, harsh Vietnam War section, and then the rest of the movie, it's just, it focuses on the PTSD and the trauma and just all the effects that the war had on these individuals, and again, how their life changed from before Vietnam to after Vietnam. So maybe if I watch this again and I know these characters better, and I've seen the rest of the movie and I know how all this section that I really, really like ends and all this goes. Maybe I watch that first section again, I'll enjoy it way more. So there is potential for that, maybe. But dude, this is hard-hitting emotional stuff, man. This is when the real meat of the film comes in. This is what it's all about, you know? I personally, I've never experienced any of this type of stuff for myself, right? PTSD, that kind of stuff. But this, it feels very true to life. It feels very realistic to what I think it would be like, and it being on a list like this kind of makes me think it probably is more realistic, I would guess. Phenomenal performances in here. Robert De Niro just giving an absolutely amazing performance. Christopher Walken, probably the best performance I've ever seen by him. One of, at least, the best performances I've ever seen by him. So, so good. And just, man, the emotional drama that they pull out in that last section of the movie as these characters come home and they have been ripped to shreds in their mind. Their minds, you know, ripped to shreds, and then they come home and trying to adapt back into normal life and trying and seeing the way that the characters interact with him differently now and the way that he responds to the same stuff very differently and, you know, all this kind of stuff. It is so, so well done. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that shifted so hard from being pretty much complete disinterest at the beginning of the movie, the first half, to being so utterly compelling in the second half of this movie. I don't know that I've ever experienced a movie that shifted as hard as The Deer Hunter shifted in that respect. And again, if I go back and watch this, maybe I would like the first half more because of the second half, because I've seen the second half and stuff. But that first half to me does drag it down, because watching it for the first half, I'm just going, this is boring, this is not interesting, and I'm unengaged for the first half. And then once they go to Vietnam, dude, it engaged me so much. And there was, because it's like the first hour plus, the first almost half the movie is no conflict, no anything of that nature, you know, so there's nothing, you're not rooting for these characters necessarily, because there's just really nothing going on. Whereas once they get to Vietnam, after Vietnam and the stuff they're dealing with there, there's stuff going on. There's stuff to root for them for. There's stuff to, you know, see and stuff. And it's just, it's this very emotional, heart-wrenching kind of movie dealing with PTSD, dealing with soldiers coming home from the war and stuff in just, I think, a really, really phenomenal way that despite that first half being lackluster to me, I think this is, if you're interested in that, this is absolutely a movie to watch, because it is so, so well done in the end. So that's it. That's my thoughts on number 53, The Deer Hunter, from the AFI's top 100. So that's it for this time. Up next, number 52 is Taxi Driver. This is a movie that I've been curious to check out for a while now. So that'll be, review will be coming up here sometime soon. That's it for this time. David Arrington, Helix Reviews, signing out. Bye-bye, guys.